This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Alexa, go fuck yourself. Oh, perfect.
She's here.
Alexa, I'm out of toilet paper. Please order me more.
Okay, I can search for different kinds, like Charmin. What would you like?
Never mind. I just start ordering you shit in the middle of the show.
I don't think I have any of that set up, and if I do, I have a password on it, so...
Alexa, I need some gas X. I have explosive diarrhea.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Okay.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the podcast called The Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 62 from Monday, April 30th, 2018.
This week on The Two Bobs, we have an exciting episode for you. We're going to talk about the beer we're drinking, because it wouldn't be The Two Bobs without that. Also, we got some voicemails and a text message.
We've got 21 shitty life hacks to get you through your week, and this week, another double dose of crazy news stories.
How's it going today?
Fuck a duck.
That's all I can say. Everything sucks. It is a fuck a duck kind of day, right? I didn't work today, though. I was busy. Had a veterinarian appointment for the little shitter. And yeah. So
just mostly shots?
Yeah, he had to get some shots and Bordetella so we can get him groomed. And, you know, all that exciting thing stuff. I was fully prepared, though, to swipe my credit card for hundreds of dollars, though, for shots today. And the veterinarian was like, I went to the front counter. She was like, it was like $66 or something like that. I'm like, okay, well, I can have a party now.
Well, because he's small.
He's small.
He's small. So they don't charge you as much. Like this dog I have now, she was 40. She's about 35 now because she's old. So she's Betty White frail. But my other dog was a Rottweiler and she was about 90 pounds. So feeding and giving her shots and everything was so much more expensive that when I would take Annie over to the vet, it was always like half. So it's kind of nice having a small dog. And then the cats were like nothing. You take them for shots and you could pay them with pocket change practically.
Well, Finnegan, I think, will top out at about 40, 45 pounds, according to kind of what we thought as well as what the vet told me today. So
well, that's cool. You know,
worst case, I'll just go to some back alley veterinarian or something like that.
You can. Well, they have, for at least for shots, they have like some of those like Petco on wheels. There's a Petco is the, I guess, chains down this way. I'm sure they have them up there too, but they'll, if you look at their website, they have like mobile veterinarians that come around and like once a month or once every other month, they do just shots. So they charge you like $10, $15 because there's no like visit. They just have a doctor that's on there to give the inoculations and then you're done. It takes just a couple minutes and that's it. My vet visit for my 16 and a half year old dog this week was $265.
Okay. Well.
Ear infection, couldn't stand up, you know, dizzy and falling down. So it was a good day. She woke up, she shit everywhere because she was too dizzy to go crap the night before. Uh-oh. And didn't know she had to. So yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning, start shampooing the rug. So it's been a banner week. Like I said, fuck a duck.
Oh, poor pup.
Yeah, she's all right now. She's back into fighting shape and she's ready to cause some more trouble.
Well, considering everything, I feel like we should just dive right into the beer.
Oh man, I'm ready. I've taken a couple sips of mine and I really am ready to get the full flavor of it. So let's go.
Hey bartender, another beer.
At least one or two.
Buffalo beer.
But this is a big bottle. I've been buying the big ones.
You really have. I've been sticking to multiple small bottles. Seems to be working for me, though. I have a couple big ones in the fridge, but I just haven't gotten to them yet. So, but tonight, what I have is from Oddside Ales, and they're based out of Grand Haven, Michigan. I don't know if you've ever been to Grand Haven, Michigan, Robert, but there's really nothing there. So there's no reason to go there, apparently, unless you want some beer.
Bingo Hall?
They might have a bingo hall. I'm sure they have at least one or two traffic lights. No, it's a small city type of place. But anyway, this is the Java Chip Mint Stout from Oddside Ales. And the website here, if I can fucking find it, doesn't say much. Like, their website just kind of has like little like blurts. I'm like, okay, well, fuck am I supposed to do with this? So it says, craving ice cream? This stout will ease your taste buds. If the perfect marriage of mint chocolate chip ice cream. I feel like every time I read one of these, like, nobody ever proofreads these things. It says,
you've been punked.
It says, it the perfect marriage. It the perfect marriage of. Okay, so I'm going to redo this grammatically correct. I'm going to paraphrase it because apparently these people don't know how to type cohesive sentences. Craving ice cream? This stout will ease your taste buds. It's the perfect marriage of mint chocolate chip ice cream and roasted coffee. So I'm going to take another. I've had a couple sips of it. It's a good beer. I'm going to have some more right now.
I'm wondering if how much of it's like my thick mint that I had.
It's good. It's 6.5 alcohol by volume, 32 IBU. So still rather low on the IBU scale, but kind of right in line with what you'd expect from a stout. One thing that I notice about it compared to some of the other mint ones that I had, like we just recently, I know you had another one. You had the thick mint.
Yeah.
I had the Naughty Girl Stout. I think from Shorts. No, from Right Brain. I don't know. It's from one.
I'm running out of bottle room.
It's from Right Brain. and that one had a very prevalent mint flavor to it. This doesn't. It's pretty well balanced. It's not just a hint of mint, but not a ton. So when you taste it, you get like that little subtle hint of peppermint at the very beginning, but that then kind of fades away, and you taste the notes of like the almost like a dark chocolate and some coffee flavor, some lingering coffee flavors. Nice balanced beer flavor wise. It's kind of a medium bodied malty type of beer. It's good. I rated it 4 on Untappd. I think it's rated overall, if you think about a 3.89, which is, you know, it's a pretty well-rated beer from Oddside Ales. So I like it. I got one. I bought this from our friends at Napa Valley at 15 Amount in Sterling Heights, in case you're ever in the area. And it's a nice, solid mint stout. I like it.
Well, that's good. It probably is a lot like the thick mint that I had. So maybe it's, I guess, their version of it. And I don't think mine had much coffee. I guess any coffee flavor to it. So but probably very similar, where you get the peppermint initially, and then you start to get the chocolate, and then they start to blend together as you kind of roll it around. Yeah, but that sounds good.
It's a really good balance of flavors. I like it.
Well, that's how mine was too. So that's what was really nice. I have one more big old bottle of that in the refrigerator, so I'm sure I'll be having that soon. But what I've got is a Buffalo Bills Brewery Blood Orange Imperial Ale. And back in episode 15, TTB015, Find the Toenail, I had the Flying Dog Bloodline Blood Orange IPA, which I've had a couple times since then. And even then, I didn't have a whole lot of the orange taste to it. It was more IPA with, I mean, just a hint of the orange. This one here, again, is the Buffalo Bills Brewery Blood Orange Imperial Ale, so it's quite strong. And the website says, welcome the warmth of spring with Blood Orange Imperial Ale, layered with the enticing aromas of caramelized fruit and vanilla bean, brewed with blood oranges and sweet orange peel, 9% alcohol by volume. Blood Orange Imperial Ale ships February to April. And like I said, 9% and only 45 IBUs. And initially when I opened this, I had what I think was missing from the bloodline, where you smell this fruit. You smell the blood orange, and it has kind of a blood orange color to it. It's this kind of a dark orange, so not quite red, but close. And you really have the fruit smell to it. I mean, again, almost immediately. And then I poured it, of course, in my little glass here, and the ice, again, it's very potent as far as the smell. So I'm going to give it a taste and see if it tastes as much as it smells.
While you're doing that, I'm looking at some of the other beers. There's some good-looking stouts on here. They have a black pumpkin oatmeal stout. There's a blueberry oatmeal stout. Looks good.
Yeah, these probably are pretty good. And I think they're out of California, if I remember right. Yeah, Hayward, California. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but I've never seen these. And I got this at over at my friend Norm's. And again, it was one of the big bottles, which I've been kind of pleased with what I've been able to find in the larger bottles. And I think you were drinking those. And I realized I was kind of drying out some of my options. So I started looking for the larger bottles. And I've been very happy with this. And I've rated it, I think, a 4.25 in Untappd. I really like the orange taste to it. Again, it's not overpowering, so it's not like you're drinking an orange juice, but the orange flavor is there enough that really lets you know that you're drinking something other than a standard IPA.
I like that. And funny you mentioned the big bottles, because I feel like, because I was doing the big bottles for a while, and then I kind of got to the small bottles. One thing I noticed is there's a lot of beers that you just... You don't really find a lot of beers that have the larger bottles and the smaller mm-hmm. bottles that you can easily get to. So I think if you're running low on options, looking at some of those larger bottles that they have, sometimes you can see a lot. For me anyway, I see a lot of different beers that I don't normally see just looking at the smaller bottle options that are out there.
No, that's cool. And yeah, they do have a couple of this one. I like to see if they can get it, but Orange Blossom Cream Ale is probably good February through August. So it's got some orange and cream. So
nice.
Maybe it's more like a strawberry blonde. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in here. Maybe the pumpkin would be good come fall.
I think so. If you can get any over to me, that'd be great. It looks good. I like the oatmeal stouts too. Actually, is my second beer. I have the last Rochester Mills milkshake stout actually that my mom gave me to share with her. And so apparently I owe her an entire case now because I drank all of them. But
well, that's okay. She can handle it.
It's such a good beer, though. I'm like, you know, yeah. If I need a second beer, and I'm starting to run low at this point because I haven't been buying multiples of a lot of things. I've been doing a lot of the kind of build your own six packs. And right. The downside to that is if I'm looking for the second beer while I'm on show that I've had before,
yeah.
There's not a whole lot in there I have a bunch of like single serves that I have for upcoming episodes. I don't have shit other than this really and a couple other ones to drink that I've had before. But
it's kind of
first world problems right there. You know, I'll just buy a six pack or something or a four pack or something and that'll tide me over for the time being. But week, if you remember last week, we left our friend, our podcast friend, Rambling Rob, a voicemail. And, he returned the favor and it was pretty hilarious. You know, I appreciate the fact that we spent a whole like 10 seconds leaving him a voicemail. And I mean, these were some well thought out, commentaries of just, or I should say narratives of, just his walking on the street and some of the things he was seeing and him being nervous he wasn't going to make it to his car alive and then making it to his car. So I think we have the recordings. Go ahead and play them. They're hilarious.
They are. Here's the first one.
Ha ha! Salutations, motherfucker.
Salutations, motherfucker.
I guess in your threesome, this would be the third, Rob. tell me something. This is Rob from the Random Rounds with Rob. You left me a voicemail on my show while you were doing your show, which is the show that I'm listening to. And is like podcast inception or some shit. But right now I am walking downtown in the mean streets of Houston, Texas, where I just seen a brown, I don't know what that is, a Nissan pickup. You got a cow tail on it, it's small. It's getting a lot of wind. Like I said, I'm walking between big ass buildings, trying not to get hit by automobiles.
He's in Texas, and there's a Nissan pickup.
About to walk through me like I'm motherfucking invisible or some shit.
I said
it out loud. I'm looking at you. But, yeah, I wanted to return the kindness. You left me a voicemail at 304-825-5762 if your listeners want to do the same. But, hey, that's what I do. I'm a voicemail assassin. So if I find any other voicemail numbers floating around here on the internet,
nice.
I'm going to try to get them a call, too. Because that's what you want, right? You put the number out there for people to call it and leave you a motherfucking voicemail, ask you questions, be interactive with the goddamn show, and nobody want to do the shit.
That's right.
God.
Preach on, brother.
got me all hyped up. Shit. Kind of winded because I'm walking and I'm trying to give you some of this verbal assault on your voicemail. And I'm trying not to get hit by automobiles. Motorcycles just ran past me. But motorcycles don't run because they got wheels and they rolled past me. Shit. All right. But yeah, I'm done. So listen to the show on randomrobcast.com, which needs to be updated. Drink lots more beer because it sounds like you like it a lot. So continue to do that.
It knows again. Us.
Yeah.
So and he left that, and I guess he, you know, I think you even texted me, hey, we got a voicemail, and it's pretty funny. So you're listening to it, and all of a sudden, the ding comes in again.
Yo, just be Rob again. I'm still walking. also, Sandwich. I like a good
sandwich.
And that bullshit that Heinz is talking about, the damn ketchup and the motherfucking, what was that, mustard in the same goddamn container or mayo or whatever the fuck. That has been around for years. They're just trying to commercialize that shit.
Fucking fancy sauce.
Put their labels on it or whatever. I can remember eating that shit as a kid. You take a little bit of ketchup, mustard, maybe some mayo or whatever. It's like a cocktail sauce for whenever you eat seafood, like shrimp and goddamn crawfish. If you're other southern variety, you like that type of seafood and everything. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention that this ain't no new shit. It ain't no overseas shit. It's some southern shit. You know, I've been knowing about that shit all my goddamn life.
Take his word for that one.
And I'm still walking and I'm tired, a little winded. I almost got hit by a truck. Because motherfuckers don't pay attention to the crosswalk.
I feel like we were there.
I'm just a lowly civilian walking the streets, motherfucking Houston. if you get another voicemail from me, that means I made it to my car safely. And
gotta help we get another one.
And I did.
Not that.
Oh, man. And the best thing, well, not the best thing. The best thing is that he left a great message, but some of the funniest stuff is the Google Voice is the service that we use, and seeing a lot of the translations for that, it's actually pretty funny. So maybe I'll add those to Instagram and Facebook this week, just so you can see exactly what the translations were, but they're pretty good. Google does a good job of trying to keep up, but I think with Raymond and Rob, you really got to be paying attention. Google's not quite up for it.
No, Google doesn't know all the swear words. And on top of that, I mean, you know, it was windy and he's got that southern drawl. So,
all right. Well, here's voicemail three. Let's see if he made it.
Oh, B Rob again. I'm alive. I made it to my car.
Oh, my God.
I'm safe and sound.
No more wind.
Until I hit the roadways here in Houston because traffic is horrible.
Sorry, Rob.
Fourth biggest city in the United States, approaching the number three spot. Damn near 2 million people live in this bitch. And they all got a motherfucking car. Got 2 million fucking cars on a goddamn highway. Shit. Clogging up the goddamn ozone with all your emissions and everything.
Not me.
Think about getting an electric car.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like small, and I'm going to have to use a remote control to control it. Because it's going to be a toy. I'm not actually getting a real electric car.
Come on, Rob.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call y'all and let y'all know I made it safely. I didn't get ran over. I almost got hit by motorcycle, a truck. I seen a truck that was fashioned to look like a bull, had an actual tail and long horns, and my like old lady tried to walk through me like I was invisible. And
you ever see those nuts that people hang
my
recap from their,
my walk from work to
pickup trucks,
the parking garage, and there you go, storytelling for you.
I wonder if those would look cool in my Prius though, to hang those big blue balls from the back.
Well, ours.
I've seen them in other colors, but usually they're blue.
I usually see them red.
What color are yours hanging out in the back of your truck?
I don't hang nuts.
I know you have some.
I don't hang nuts from the back of my fucking truck. Sorry,
Did you Google it? Big blue balls?
No, I've seen them. They're all red up here, though.
Oh, no, that's painful.
It doesn't. It looks painful regardless. Who hangs testicles from their fucking truck?
I bet your Random Rob had hang some. His aren't red. His aren't pained.
Roll the next voicemail.
We did have another one from him. Hold on.
Okay, I thought I was done, but I'm going to call you back. Cause see, this is how I do. I have a short memory. I forget a lot of shit. And
So I'm listening to your show as it goes, and I'm calling and giving you voicemails at the same time. Nice. It's like almost a commentary of your show. So you're to the part where you're talking about the motherfucking tarantula burger. would not eat that. I don't like spiders, so fuck that couch. But here, down here in Houston, there's a place called Sammy's Wild.
And it just
must have been good. I'm sure it's delicious.
Maybe that's when he got actually hit by the truck.
I can't imagine food in Houston would be bad, right?
No. And it is growing. That's a big booming area. That's kind of like, you know, back in the day when San Francisco and that region, because of the tech boom, was really growing. But Houston is just expanding and exploding, and it seems like everybody's moving there. The jobs are supposed to be great, and the housing is good, and I don't know. It looks good. I don't know that. I think we talked about it before. I don't know that I could live in Texas, but if I did, I would start in Houston.
I'd try it.
Did we get any other listener feedback this week?
Actually, we did. We got a text message from, I don't know who the fuck this is, from somebody. I think it's the same person that texted us last time. So I appreciate the fact that people are using the technologies to actually reach out to us sometimes. But this one says, I'm totally using Rob's one knife peanut butter and jelly hack. Robert, peanut butter and jelly in one jar is stupid.
You're stupid.
Who knew parenting / life hacks from at least one of... Who know... God damn it. Right, I'm just going to read this over again. I'm totally...
It's like reading one of your beer reviews. Oh,
well, at least it's a text message. This is not a fucking website that's been published. Anyway,
they're probably driving.
I'm totally using Rob's one knife peanut butter and jelly hack. Robert, peanut butter and jelly in one jar is stupid.
You're stupid.
Who knew parenting / life hacks from at least one of the two Bobs?
Oh, maybe it's who knew parenting life hacks from one of the two Bobs.
I don't know.
And I thought about it this morning as I was making my sandwich. You can't put the jelly down first. You have to put the peanut butter. That's the order. It's peanut butter and jelly, not jelly and peanut butter. You put the peanut butter first. It's
your anal retentive. Oh, my God.
Then you do the jelly. Today, I did honey, though.
Yeah,
I was trying to switch a little bit. So you have to do the peanut butter.
Yeah.
You do the peanut butter first, and then you do the jelly. And if you use a lot of jelly, you need to put peanut butter on both loaves or both slices so that the jelly doesn't seep through and turn your whole baggie purple or red, as it should be, because it should be strawberry. But peanut butter first. And I don't care what our text message person says.
Yeah, I mean,
I am correct.
Why, you know, do it the most efficient way possible when you can just use some crazy anal retentive? The peanut butter comes before the jelly because that's what it's called.
Right, peanut butter and jelly. Otherwise, I would say jelly and peanut butter.
Okay, buddy.
It's peanut butter and jelly. You put the peanut butter on first, and then you put the jelly. You put the jelly right on top of the peanut butter. You don't put it on the other separate piece of bread. You put it, and then you squeeze it together, and then you wrap it in a paper towel, and you stick it in the baggie. You have the paper towel because you never pack a napkin.
Listen, whatever you have to do to to convince yourself that my way isn't the best way, and clearly I'm not the only one that thinks that. I mean, again, I'm looking at how can I most efficiently make this sandwich using wasting the least amount of dishes as possible, and that is putting the jelly on first, even though it's called peanut butter and jelly.
The most efficient is to use one jar that's got everything in it.
No.
And if the ratio isn't quite right, I'll put a little bit more jelly in there because I like more jelly.
Yeah, but So you're putting jelly on anyway.
Oh. But I use the squeeze kind. Yeah, the squeeze. You can squeeze. Still use the squeeze. There's no knife at all.
But you still spread it after you squeeze it on there.
Yeah, with the same knife. It's allowed to mix. Robert. You're not putting the knife back inside anywhere. If I was using a jar of jelly and smearing peanut butter all in it.
So difficult with this.
You're stupid.
You know what?
And whoever that was, you're stupid too. Try the peanut butter and jelly all in one jar and make sure it's strawberry. If you use grape, I'm gonna slap.
That's fucking stupid.
Now I got all worked up.
Yeah. Enjoy that and your fucking mayo chop and, you know, whatever.
I'm getting mayo chop whenever it comes out, I'll have you. And if they have ketchup and mustard in one jar too,
Listen, just because you haven't invented any clever life hacks like I have. Doesn't mean you need to get all defensive. But, you know, it. So anyway. I did
a poll on Twitter this week.
Thank you, by the way, the person that texted us for reaching out and once again proving that I'm smarter than Robert. It just made me think of some of the other life hacks that are out there. And there's a lot of good ones. And then there's some that you look at and you're just like, what the fuck, right? And we talked about some of those what the fuck life hacks like eons ago on another episode. But I figured maybe revisit some of these other ones that are just ridiculously bad life hacks. Why? Because they're funny. And we like to talk about funny shit here, especially while we're drinking beer.
And they're probably things that we would actually end up doing.
Many.
And I still moonwalk out of my socks, by the way. You know, like we talked about. I think it was episode 4?
I've started to.
Yeah.
Well, because now the problem is during the winter, I often wear taller socks. So you can't do that. But if you have dumb. Like if
taller socks are for little boys.
What? Yeah, I wear a 14. Let me tell you, they are not little boy socks. But anyway, on to the fucking article. You go first, because of course you're odd.
Life hack number one, just print your dirty dishes away. Instead of cleaning them, print out a picture of a clean sink and place it on top of the dirty dishes.
That's genius. So it's literally a picture of the bottom of the sink with no dishes laying on top of all the dishes. What's funny about it, though, is like you can still see the dishes sticking out of the edges of the picture. But if you don't look closely, you just kind of like look at it from the corner of your eyes, it does kind of look like a little bit of an empty sink. Number two is don't fix your fix your socks, fix your toes. So this is somebody
I could do this.
This is somebody who's wearing a black sock that has a where it usually wears out first, which is right on top of that big toe. And so what somebody has done is basically taken a magic marker or Sharpie or whatever and painted their toenail black. So that way you can't tell that the hole from the sock's there.
That one's good.
This one's good.
No need to buy bookmarks from stores. And I think we've all done this. Do your own bookmark for just $1. It's basically just shoving $1 in the middle of the page for a bookmark.
Yeah. It's
I've used everything.
Quite literally a dollar bookmark.
I've used Post-its, business cards. Post-its are nice because they actually stick there and they don't fall out.
I usually just dog ear the page on, if I'm being honest with you.
I just use a Kindle and turn it off. And
I have one of those too. So anyway, number four.
Who uses paper?
If that,
probably people that use regular jelly.
Weren't you late because your printer wasn't working?
Yeah, and I got ink all over my fingers because I had to change the thing and shit leaked all over.
That's what you get for printing things. Number four, if that one doesn't work, try this. Don't have a bookmark, try using ketchup instead.
So now, mayo chop they literally good, just it'd be a little bit lighter.
Shut the fuck up, bullshit. Robert. They literally just squirted ketchup onto the page.
Really making me mad today.
If that were peanut butter and jelly they were using it as a bookmark, you'd probably be pissed if they put that jelly down there first, though.
Unless it was strawberry, I'd be fine with it. Warm up that cold sandwich between laptop chargers.
it's like those brick chargers that you...
Yeah, the brick chargers, they always get warm, and they put their little sandwich in there like a panini.
Nice.
That's pretty good. I don't think mine gets that hot, though. My computer gets hot, though.
Well, I don't have... Well, no, I guess... I do a lot. Yeah, I guess I do have a brick, but mine doesn't really get hot either. No. Make your own banana bread. So it's like a compass. Like not a like a 90 degree protractor. Or the protractor. It's protractor.
Protractor.
Sorry. So it's a protractor and a slice of bread and a knife, and they've cut basically a right angle triangle out of the center of the bread, and then they just shoved a banana. Still in the peel, by the way, just straight through the bread. That. Boom. Banana bread. Oh, man. Oh,
this would be pretty good. This one's nasty. Dip your contacts in coffee to stay awake. If you're up really late studying for finals, swapping your contact solution with coffee for a quick pick-me-up.
Oh, man.
That's probably hurts.
So it's in the coffee.
There's no creamer in there, nothing.
Yeah, so it's in like one of those cases that, you know, back when people had contacts that they wore for more than one day before throwing away, they put coffee instead of the, you know, the renew or whatever they would use. Let's see here.
You'd probably do that.
Oh, man. Number eight, Rob and IHOP. This is, so it's a, it's like a it's a pole, like a light pole. And it says money, and there's a sign that's taped to it that says money tip. One, Rob and IHOP. Hop. Two, you're in international territory. Three, the cops can't arrest you. God, oh, because it's international pancakes. House of Pancakes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's, I really want pancakes. French toast. Make your own emergency bowl of popcorn for popcorn-related emergencies. Looks like he's got his hoodie on. He's got it backwards, and he's got his whole little hood there full of popcorn.
Looks good.
What are you eating?
A golden Oreo.
Clementine?
No, it's an Oreo cookie.
You didn't offer me any.
Here, let me email one more.
I'll I ate some Chips Ahoy before I
I'll came shove down it here. Through my webcam. There you go.
Are those double stuff or the regular? Because you don't really need the double.
No, yeah. I think the double stuff is overkill.
Yeah.
Like, why mess with perfection?
And there's half of them in the package.
Yeah. What I don't agree with, though,
yeah,
are like the thin ones that are just like half stuff.
No, that's dumb.
They're fucking stupid.
I won't even bother.
Yeah, that's stupid. I do agree with this guy who put his hoodie on backwards, though, and is eating popcorn out of the hood.
I'd fill it full of peanut M&M's.
It's like a feed bag.
That'd be good for the movies.
No, that'd be
good. I fill it full of peanut M&M's and Twizzlers and Goobers.
Oh, I could put a whole bunch of different types. It doesn't have to be just for popcorn.
Gummy bears. Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I never said popcorn at all. You weren't listening to even anything that I said.
Well, the picture has popcorn in it. I was listening to what you were saying, fucker.
Oh, yeah, I lived right there. I busted a fly rhyme and you weren't even paying attention.
All
right,
number 10. take perfect perfect selfies with a do-it-yourself selfie stick. The guy wrapped masking tape around his head and his face and then put like the strand is hanging straight down from his face. He's like looking down, bent over, and then put the camera in the actual tape roll that's at the bottom of the strand that's hanging down and took a selfie, but his face is fucking covered in masking tape. You know what he should use?
Down the stairs.
He should use this new state-of-the-art scotch tape.
You can't because the roll's not big enough to hold your phone.
You could, I mean, just wrap it around the invisible phone. You know.
I know. It's clear.
You wouldn't be able to see the tapes there then.
Alexa, is scotch tape clear?
I'm not sure.
Of course.
It's fucking clear, dumbass. All right.
Well, if it was, she would know. I hope this guy falls down the stairs. Number 11, absorb all that extra water with phones. Allure cooking hack. If you put too much water in your rice, toss a few phones in there.
Oh, so this stems from the trick of if you get your phone, if you like dive into a pool or your phone gets submerged in water, you should put your phone in like a bag of rice so to soak up the. Oh man, that's funny.
So like if your son wanders into a small pond while you're standing there, you got to go in and get him.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, no. I remember it vividly, Robert. Thanks for reminding me. That was my 6S though. That was my 6S plus. Luckily, starting with iPhone 7, they have IP67 water resistance now. So at least next time I have to go diving into a pond with my iPhone 10 to catch my 4-year-old. I can at least hope that it'll survive.
I forgot all about that until I saw that. You're talking about the phones. Like, oh, yeah, you did have that. I remember that. You were telling me about having to jump in there. He's just going to go wandering off.
Oh, boy. Number 12, poop politely. There's a sign on a wall. It says, I'm assuming it's like a bathroom stall. No, it is because there's like one of those handicap bars under it. It says, bathroom tip, going number two, discreetly cover up your poop sounds by continually shrieking at the top of your lungs. So as you're pooping, you're supposed to...
That's the worst. I hate public bathroom, and sometimes I gotta go, and I'll use it, and yeah, I don't know, and everybody does it, but I just do not like the sound. I do not like people hearing the sound. You sit there and clench and hold it in there until people leave.
Everyone poops.
I'll have to try the shriek though, huh?
Everyone poops.
I know. And people do it though.
You're
hear them in there.
Special as you're pooping, like they're not being like, "Oh my god, that's fucking disgusting." Nobody in the world can say they never blew up a fucking bathroom.
Well, I'm judging them, so I figure they're judging me. Like, wow, boy, that guy ate something that didn't agree with him. But then I'll be in there 2 hours later. Yeah,
that's, you know what?
I'm a jerk.
That's your cross to bear. That's your cross to bear, Robert.
I'm thinking that guy probably uses two knives for his peanut butter and jelly. That serves him
that
right.
That motherfucker. You know why? Because he's so caught up in the fact that peanut butter goes before jelly in the name.
I hope when he gets back to his desk, he's all out of Pedialyte.
He just throws common sense out the window.
You don't know what it's like to be me.
God, I'm okay with that, by the way.
You learn a little bit more each week.
You know, I've delved into that rabbit hole as far as I want to go.
Number 13, turn those health foods into a dish you look forward to eating. Eggs are fantastic for a fitness diet. Don't like the taste? Add cocoa, butter, flour, and bake for 30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, some chocolate cake.
Is that fudgy cake or cakey cake?
Well, that better be cakey cake. And if that shit's burnt, I'm sending it back.
Oh, jeez.
I still have yet to get any brownies since then, by the way. I figured for sure there'd be like a tray of brownies some point between that episode a couple weeks ago, but no, nothing.
Yeah, after all the shit you gave my wife for her brownies, you think she'd want to actually send you some?
You think she's mad at me?
Okay.
They don't have to put the cookies in it. Well, I mean, the cookies would be good. I'd be like, try some.
Number 14, reheat that cold coffee. Coffee got cold, heat it up on the stove. It's one of those paper Tim Hortons cups that you know you get when you order coffee from Tim Hortons, sitting on an electric stove on the burner, directly on the burner.
Now I've done something very similar to that. Melissa had a little plastic, like, I don't know, what's it, a saucepan, I guess. Is that the tall one like you make soup in it? It's not a skillet. Is that a saucepan, the tall ones? Like you make mac and cheese and the big... All right.
Yeah,
so she had a plastic one of those. And I guess it was for using in the microwave. And I thought...
Use the kitchen a lot.
I don't know. I make peanut butter and jelly. But I thought that you could put it on... I thought that you could use it actually on the stove. Because it's plastic, right? It's hard plastic for microwave use.
Oh,
but it looks like one of those regular pans. So I put some mac and cheese in, I'm heating up water, and I set it down on, I'm cooking it on top of the stove like that with the burners. And I'm, after a while, like, the fuck is that burning sound? I look over, and she was flipping out, like, no, you can't use that. So, well, why does it look like that? It looks like a regular pan. I know it's plastic, but I figured it was like heat proof.
See, it's still plastic though.
Yeah, I know.
You put it on an open flame. What do you think is going to happen to it?
I melted that shit. We bought metal from then on.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know, plastic pans are ridiculous anyway.
Stupid.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. Today, Kelly was like, because she was taking Colin somewhere. She's like, hey, can you make dinner? I said, no problem. So I made Tubby's.
I don't know what that is.
You know, Tubby's makes, it's a sandwich place.
Oh, the pulled pork and stuff?
No, that's
like an order. Like,
it's honestly, it's very similar to like Subway,
Jersey Mike's.
It's just called Tubby's. It's,
yeah. You know, the other thing I did, you know, when you make hot chocolate, it's better with milk, right?
Uh huh.
So in college, I didn't have a stove to heat up milk. So I figured, well, we make coffee every day, so you can heat up coffee. You heat up water to make your coffee. So I filled the coffee reservoir full of milk. Turn that shit on. Had to buy a new coffee maker.
You're a genius.
These are my life hacks. I'm going to do a whole separate list.
Yeah, no, yours are great. Yours are life hacks for if you want to break all your shit and maybe even die in the process. Listen to Robert's life hacks. All right, go to number 15.
Save money on your Amazon Prime membership. keep changing colleges and get free Amazon Prime, which actually just went up, I heard again.
Yeah, it went up to 120 now.
Because the people are always ordering like one little bag of rice or something, and then the next day ordering something different.
Well, I think it's because, you know, Amazon's continually expanding their offerings, and you think, so, you know, I mean, they're getting into the original content through Amazon video and stuff like that. So you think about that, you think about what you pay a month for Netflix, for instance. So yeah. Let's see, what's Netflix now? $8-$9 a month?
$10.99.
$10.99.
It used to be $9.99, just went up.
So it's basically $130-something a year for Netflix. For $120 a year, you can get instant video with original content, although not nearly as much yet.
But they're working on it.
They are. And you also get access to Amazon Prime and the free, you know, two-day deliveries and things like that. So
yeah.
I can see where they're valuing their service at $120 a year. I'm not happy to pay more, but I will.
Yeah.
I'm not happy to pay more, but I will happily pay that $120 because I use Amazon all the time.
If it was something we didn't use, then it would be a different story. But as much as we just put things in there because it's more convenient than going to the store. And even if you know they have it, and I won't even price check it. It's like I don't feel like waiting in line. I can wait a day or 2 days. Yeah. I'll just put it in the list and we'll order it.
Exactly. So number 16 here on the list. This one's for all you tennis enthusiasts. Cutting your tennis balls in half allows you to store two more balls in each can, saving space. So it's imagine cutting the tennis balls all in half in the middle and then stacking them all facing the same way, like a can of Pringles, and apparently you can fit more balls in your tennis ball containers then.
I like Pringles. Make the most of hotel amenities.
Yeah.
And they're cooking a pizza on the iron that's usually in every room with the hairdryer on the top to melt the cheese.
Yeah, so like the iron is upside down and the pizza's resting on it, so it's like a cooking surface. I'm surprised you haven't already done this.
I would, but that's kind of a small piece of pizza. Yeah,
the iron's already kind of shaped like a pizza, though. So.
Yeah. And who has leftover pizza to be able to do that?
That's the weird thing that I don't understand. That's why I've never done this, because I'd have to, you know, have leftover pizza. Number 18, put metal in the microwave. I'm sure it'll be fine. Again, this is another Robert one. ice cream too frozen to scoop. Microwave your spoon for 30 seconds.
And I was just reading this. I'm like, fuck, that's a good idea.
Yeah. No.
Usually I'll run it under hot water.
That's almost as good of an idea as putting a plastic container on an open flame stove.
Or cooking milk in a coffee pot. But this, I looked at that and was like, why didn't I think of that? And then I realized it was metal in the microwave. So they tricked me there. I'm going to sue.
You should.
Number 19, I don't know, make orange stands. Turn all those extra plastic bottle caps you have laying around into fancy orange holders.
Oh, so just put the cap upside down on the surface and then set the orange on top of it because...
Yeah, keeps it from rolling around.
Yeah, who doesn't need something to keep their oranges still, like a fruit basket or something? Let's see, number 20, eat toothpaste. Avoid wasting time brushing your teeth by simply adding toothpaste to your food instead. Now, let me ask you though, would you put the toothpaste on before the peanut butter and the jelly or after?
Oh, after. It's peanut butter and jelly and toothpaste.
Speaking of Oreos. So
it would go last.
Speaking of Oreos, go with number 21, last but not least.
Need to whip up a dessert in a hurry, dump a bag of Oreos on the floor, and eat the Oreos off the floor like an animal, you piece of shit.
And those are 21 fantastically useless life hacks.
No, those were good. When I had the spoon one, I thought, well, these are all bullshit, but this is one I actually use. And oh no, wait a minute, never mind.
I just don't even know.
Why is your glass full? What is in there now? Is that still the same bottle?
No, this is the Rochester Mills milkshake stout. I've moved on to beer number 2.
I'm still nursing this one. I like it a lot.
Well, you had a big bottle.
Back
though.
Over to Norm's.
I had only 12 ounces of the Java chip mint stout to get through.
I'm going to go back over to Norm's. I'm going to get another bottle of this. I'm going to get another bottle of the stuff I had last week. And they had an alternate flavor there I'm going to get for next week.
You should heat it all up in the microwave, too, before you drink it.
No, it's got to be cold.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
Usually I like to surprise you.
Yeah.
Okay, and you get upset at me that I do it, but I do it fairly often. And then you've got this in here, and I asked you what it was, and you said it's a surprise. And I hate surprises as much as I like to surprise you. So what are unicorn saddles?
Well, you have to ask Alexa.
She's asking me, what's a unicorn saddles?
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Alexa, tell me about unicorn saddles.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Say it slower.
Alexa, tell me about unicorn saddles.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
You got to say, what are unicorn saddles?
Well, you didn't put that, Alexa. What are unicorn saddles?
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
All right, go back to saying it the first way again.
Alexa, tell me about unicorn saddles.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
At this point, I'm just seeing how long you'll do this. Fuck, fuck, fuckity fuck.
Oh, that's the one that I had in there too earlier. It was cheesemonger. It was some story about some cheese contest where people ate all kinds of cheese. And if you could guess what the cheese was, you won $1,000. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Unicorn saddles, I literally just made up and typed it in there. Well, so.
You're a jerk. I said that earlier. Alexa, tell me about cheesemonger.
Cheesemonger is usually defined as someone who sells cheese.
Well, that's so. It's funny because earlier I texted you, I'm like, cheesemonger? What is this? And you're like, you have to ask Alexa. So I asked mine in the kitchen. She was like, somebody who sells cheese. I'm like, I didn't even realize that there was a definition to. First off, I didn't know there were people that just sold cheese, and I didn't realize that they had an official title. That's great. You learned something new.
Well, they did. Well, on the Echo show, it'll tell you like a little story, like a snippet, and then you ask it, and it'll tell you the rest of it.
What I noticed, though,
cheesemonger was on there earlier.
What I noticed, though, is it's almost like you have to ask it right away as it's displayed. Otherwise, it just completely forgets what the hell you're talking about, so.
Stupid, I'm pissed off.
Well, that was a fun little exercise, though.
I'm glad you had fun.
I did.
I got punked.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you ready for some crazy news? All right. Well, just like last week, before crazy news, we'll play our promo here from the Gen X Grown Up podcast. And next week, we'll have a promo for a different show altogether. Don't
you
know that you're
a grown up? You know, these days, being a grown up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics.
Yep. Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, genxgrownup.com. Basically, life sucks
as a grown-up. All right. Thanks to our friends at Gen X Grown Up Podcast.
All right. Crazy news time.
I feel like this first story is, this is crazier than being like struck by lightning twice.
This one comes to us from Olive, Colorado, which is very surprising. This is a man who survived a bear attack gets bitten by a shark. For some reason, the animal kingdom must hate Dylan McWilliams. On Thursday, the 20-year-old resident of Grand Junction, Colorado, was bitten by a shark while boogie boarding off the island of Kauai, Hawaii. For less than a year after McWilliams was attacked by a 300-pound black bear while camping in Boulder County, Colorado, according to CBS Denver. McWilliams was about 30 yards from shore when he was knocked off his board and suddenly felt a searing pain in his right leg.
At first I panicked, he told the Honolulu Star Advisor. I didn't know if I lost half my leg or what. McWilliams said he believes the animal that attacked him was a 6 to 8 foot tiger shark. He saw the stripes and he kicked it hard before attempting to swim to shore. That was the scariest part. I didn't know where the shark was, and I didn't know if he would come after me again, he told the paper. McWilliams did make it to shore, where bystanders helped him get to an emergency room. Although the injury wasn't life-threatening, McWilliams suffered some deep cuts based on the photos he posted on Facebook.
Although an experience like that might make some afraid of future ocean swims, McWilliams was mad the cuts kept him from boogie boarding. I'm just mad that I can't get back in the water for a few days, McWilliams told Hawaiian TV station KGMB. Of course, McWilliams is used to being attacked by large creatures with big teeth after his bear encounter last year. The bear grabbed the back of my head and started pulling me, and I was fighting back as best as I could. It dropped me and stomped on me for a little bit, and I was able to get back to the group and scared it away.
Oh, and 3 years ago, he was bitten by a rattlesnake while hiking in Utah. So he was bit by a rattlesnake, then fast forward 2 years, attacked by a bear, which, like, the smallest bear ever, only 300 pounds. Thank God. It must have been like a cub. And then he's bitten by a shark while surfing near on the coast of Hawaii, about a year after that. That's crazy to me. Despite being a magnet for animal attacks, McWilliams holds no grudge. He just figures he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. 3 times, though. I've always loved animals and spent as much time with them as I could, he told the BBC. I don't blame the shark, I don't blame the bear, and I don't blame the rattlesnake. I mean, somebody should be to blame here, right?
Well, it can't be McWilliams, I guess. Got to be somebody.
Apparently.
Where's our next story take us?
Our next story takes us to...
probably Compton.
Los Angeles, California. Might as well be.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Wow, a lot of California stories this week. Grandmother, actually, no, wait, the first one was in California. We had something in California, right?
Who knows?
Wait, what do we have in California? Oh, no, your beer is from California. I'm like,
Buffalo Bills.
I know we talked about California tonight. Fuck. Okay, so this takes us to Los Angeles.
Familiar.
This takes us to Los Angeles, where a grandmother with an AK-47 saves cops being attacked by a street gang. In Los Angeles, California, officers of the LAPD received some totally unexpected backup yesterday during a firefight with local gang members in the Watts neighborhood, as an elderly lady with an assault rifle showed up and scared the criminals away. Officers Ricardo Cordova and Frank Cho were responding to a call concerning a presumed drug deal in a parking lot when they came under fire from the members of a local street gang. The police rapidly found themselves in a perilous situation, being inferior to their attackers in both numbers and firepower. Can I keep going?
I don't know where you are.
Fortunately for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. It feel like you read like halfway down. That's, fortunately for them, 79-year-old Wendy Robinson was watching the events from her kitchen window and decided to intervene. The elderly woman equipped herself with her personal bulletproof vest and an AK-47 assault rifle and ran to the officer's rescue, firing more than 160 rounds in the direction of the assailants, injuring two of them.
I love the picture, too, at the top. It's, I mean,
I was saving it, which is why I wasn't paying attention, because I was saving that for the show art.
Oh, man, it's an old lady. I mean, they'll see it, but before they hear us talking about it. It's an old lady with an AK-47 sitting on a chair.
She might get the whole thing this
wearing
week.
Camouflage flak jacket and hat with just like a cigarette hanging out of her mouth and a badass grandma grin on her face.
There was 10 or 12 of these scumbags firing with Uzis and shotguns at these two poor officers who only had pistols. So I really had to do something, she said. I got my vest and gun, a few extra clips of ammo, and went out the house. As soon as I began shooting at them, they looked at these thugs' faces change, and they began to run for their lives. The policemen also seemed really surprised to see me, but they were definitely relieved when they saw I was there to help them.
Two of the assailants were injured and were arrested on the site. They were transported to the Martin Luther King Community Hospital. Their state is considered serious, but doctors don't fear for their lives. The LAPD fears the elderly woman could now face some form of retaliation from the criminals for helping the police and humiliating them, but the threat doesn't seem to bother Miss Robinson at all. They told me that these punks might try to attack me because of what I did, she told reporters. Well, let them come. I have never been afraid of anyone in my life, and I am not going to start now. These kids think these streets belong to them, but I've been here for 53 years and don't intend to leave. I am ready to defend myself and my house. Don't you worry about me.
The sector of Watts neighborhood in which Miss Robinson lives is known to be dominated by a primarily African-American gang known as the Crips. They are one of the largest and most violent associations of street gangs in the United States with an estimated 30 to 35,000 members and have been involved in murders, robberies, and drug deals, among other crimes. So she's a badass old lady, and she took matters into her hands and saved these police.
Yeah, this 79-year-old broad seems to be doing what the police can't do.
I think she might actually be Betty White in disguise.
She might be. She's a younger Betty White, I think, though.
Much younger.
Yes, and thank you to our friends at worldnewsdailyreport.com, by the way, for bringing us this story this week.
World News Daily, always bringing the stuff we don't hear about watching Fox News and CNN.
No, again, I think they're just, I think that they're just too edgy, you know, to get onto some of these other networks. I think that, you know, I think these other fake news networks like CNN and Fox and MSNBC and things like that and PBS are just, they're so caught up in their fake news stories trying to anything they can to spread negative rumors about our dear President Donald Trump.
Wrong.
They don't have time for stuff like this. So,
yeah, real heroes like Wendy Robinson go unnoticed.
They really do.
That's too bad.
They really do. What? You know, this is why everybody should have guns.
At least an AK-47 like this babushka.
I feel like you should just be issued an AK-47 at birth. If you're strong enough to pick it up, you should be able to fire it at people.
One of the comments on the article says, the only part about this article that I question is the number of rounds expended. She was sure pulling that trigger a lot. What a brave woman. I wish her well.
You won't hear somebody like this, though, coming, getting invited to the White House to meet the president, though.
I'm still wondering what Randall and Rob's doing. Is this still wind in Houston?
I don't know.
Call him next week.
I just hope he made it home. We never heard. He's probably still driving his car around, just trying to figure out where he's going. There's so many cars, and the city's so huge that he doesn't know how to get home. And he's busy leaving his voicemail, so he can't put his address in his GPS. I need some more cookies. Those cookies were good. What are you doing? What are you doing over there? Oh, God.
You have reached the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast voicemail service.
Fantastic.
At the tone, leave your most random message so it can be played on the show. Thank you.
Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, hey.
Here you go. This is what, Robert and Rob. We were concerned. Your voicemail cut out last time.
I think we should just start leaving separate voicemails because we just don't. Like, you talking? Am I talking? You talking? Am I talking?
Okay, no, you go ahead.
I talk now. No, we're worried because we got all these voicemails. We never got a confirmation you made it home. And so I'm concerned with, you know, as large of a city as Houston is and with 2 million cars floating around and all that wind, motorcycles running around.
Well, they weren't floating. It's not the Jetsons. They don't float. They still drive.
I know.
You didn't listen to me at all today. Did you even listen to him?
Yeah, I listened to the voicemails multiple times, jackass. Okay,
checking.
But, you know, people just ignoring crosswalks and stuff. Listen, we just want to make sure you made it home, that you're safe. And, you know, we're over here recording our show Hope you listen. Hope you some of your listeners also listen to our podcast, which is at thetwobobs.com, if you so please. And we have a phone number, which is 530-882-2627 as well, if you want to call us.
And I think he left that message a bunch of times, so he probably knows the number. But everybody else, they didn't follow through with their portion of it, and they didn't leave us messages either.
No, fuck them. You know,
fuck them, like fuck our people
like us and Rambling Rob, just trying to, you know, trying to make a difference in the world by spreading our word and, you know, and
the Trace Roberto,
just asking people to give us feedback and to communicate with us. And they won't even do that.
Just like you said,
he probably, you know, his listeners are probably just as fucking lazy as ours. That's why.
You ask them a million times and they don't do it. Every now and then you get a lazy ass text that somebody sends in that tells you that you're wrong. I don't appreciate it. Maybe Rob does.
No.
They agree with him, but I mean, the texts are fine. So I retract my statement about lazy ass. At least they're doing more than people that did nothing. But, you know, Rob went way above and beyond. His first message, he left 4.
I mean, he walked battling, you know, the elements, battling
old ladies,
motorcycles, Nissan pickup trucks,
floating by
the
way, cars.
A Nissan isn't a fucking pickup truck. I'm sorry. I live in the Motor City. Who drives up, especially in Texas, a Nissan pickup truck? Really? You don't find real men driving Nissan pickup trucks. I'm just saying.
Goodbye.
Okay. Oh, good.
Oh.
Well then.
That must have happened to him when he was leaving us a message because he kept calling back.
It must be it. At some point, it just times out.
It's tired of listening to us.
You know. I'm sure.
Alexa,
he's not
what time is it?
Sure, he's not the only one.
It's 9:23 p.m.
You don't have a fucking clock on your computer.
I do, but I wanted to ask Alexa.
Oh,
she knows more than us.
Alexa, tell me about unicorn saddles.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa, tell me about the cheesemonger.
Cheesemonger is usually defined as someone who sells cheese.
Alexa, why are you so stupid?
You can always send feedback through the help and feedback section of the Alexa app.
Alexa, tell me a weird news story.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
Of course. Alexa, tell me some news from today.
Here's your flash briefing.
Alexa, stop. It'll go on forever.
Oh God, yeah. There's nothing. there's nothing flashy about that briefing.
Fucking Leo Laporte every time.
Leo Laporte. I do like Twit, but
I like Twit too. Yeah, but it's, I mean, it's got its place. So I'm trying to get ready for work. I don't need to listen to him ramble on about something.
Probably not.
Give me the real news. Well, TTP-062 Unicorn Saddles is in the books.
Another one bites the dust.
Well, as our friend Rob left us a message, and as somebody else left us a text message, you can certainly send us any sort of note, whether it's by voice or whether by text, and we do have that phone number.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
Sure do. It's 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627.
When is the elderly listener going to leave us another message?
I don't know. I think she's still listening to these episodes.
She's mad at you?
I don't know. Well, she was in Florida with all the other old people for a while.
Right.
But she's back now. Elderly listener's husband, other elderly listener, he did mention that he, wait, hold on. He said that he uses a knife and a spoon. He uses a knife and a spoon to make his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So I'm thinking he probably he spoons the jelly.
Of course he does.
Why would you spoon the jelly?
I've never spooned jelly before.
I'll try it.
But that shit
in my mouth.
You gotta wash it out.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I feel like I don't need to use 2 utensils to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. If only it would be called jelly and peanut butter sandwiches. Then you'd be able to participate as well, Robert.
I might try to spoon some squeezable jelly tonight.
You should. Just squeeze it right into your mouth. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to squeeze a bunch of jelly and then and then just like get a gob of peanut butter and shove that in my mouth and then just shove a piece of bread in there. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I know this won't surprise you. But I did that once, except it was, again, going back to my freer days of college when, you know, there was less judging. But I did that with orange juice and vodka to make a screwdriver because I didn't have any glass.
You didn't have cup?
I had nothing.
You were so still afraid to use plastic, huh?
I didn't. Well, no, yeah, it's not good for the environment. But I'd pour the orange juice in my mouth. And then I would pour the vodka in there and then just swallow it.
Wow.
Long time ago, though.
That is a white trash screwdriver if I ever heard one.
Back when cups were made out of stone and everybody used to see in black and white.
I used to just shove some noodles in my mouth and then throw some cheese whiz in there to make mac and cheese because I didn't want, I didn't have a bowl to mix it.
I'd shove the dry noodles in my mouth and pour scalding hot water in there to make my ramen.
Although I would put ice cream in my mouth and then just squirt chocolate syrup in there. I'd do that anyway, even if I had a bowl. That's
I've done that in the last week.
Of course.
Oh, well. Good. We'll see you next week.
Episode 62. See you, bitches. Bye-bye. The preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own, not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.